Hello, you are listening to SB 873, How California's New Law Benefits Unaccompanied Minors, a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. In this podcast, you will hear Rachel Prandini, ILRC Unaccompanied Minor Law Fellow, discuss how Senate Bill 873 benefits unaccompanied minors. This recording also provides practice tips to advocates on how to leverage the law to improve practice in state court for SIJS petitions. What is SB 873?
SB 873 is a new California law, signed into law by Governor Brown on September 27, 2014, which benefits unaccompanied immigrant minors.
What does SB 873 do?
Well, the law really does two main things. One, it appropriates $3 million to provide legal representation for unaccompanied minors in removal or deportation proceedings. This is incredibly important for access to justice because children have no right to government-funded representation in immigration court. The second thing the law does is make clear that state superior courts in California, including family courts, have jurisdiction to make the findings of fact necessary for youth to apply for a type of immigration status with the federal government called special immigrant juvenile status.
So what is special immigrant juvenile status?
Special immigrant juvenile status, or SIJS as we refer to it, provides a path towards lawful permanent residency for children who have been abandoned, abused, or neglected by a parent, and for whom it has been determined that it is not in their best interest to return to their home country. These petitions are unique in that children must have findings from a state court regarding the abandonment, abuse, or neglect, and best interests before they can even apply for SIJS with the federal government.
How does SB 873 affect SIJS petitions in California Superior Courts?
Well, historically, some state court judges have been unfamiliar with special immigrant juvenile status or uncomfortable with their role in the SIJS process. This is somewhat understandable because it is novel for state courts to hear a request that is related to federal immigration laws. However, Congress tasked state courts with this role particularly because they have expertise in making determinations about abandonment, abuse, and neglect, and the best interests of children, something that federal immigration authorities do not have expertise in.
While SB 873 does not change the law governing SIJS, it does incorporate the language from the federal statute into the California Code of Civil Procedure at Section 155, so that state courts can look directly to state law to understand their role and responsibilities with respect to SIJS.
It also makes clear that California Superior Courts have jurisdiction to hear SIJS petitions and must make the requested findings when sufficient evidence is presented.
What are some ways that practitioners can leverage SB 873 to improve practice for SIJS petitioners in state court?
Well, first, in many cases, family courts have been reluctant to issue SIJS findings. But because the new law now squarely identifies these courts as being one type of court that has jurisdiction in California to make such findings, practitioners can cite to this statutory language rather than making extensive arguments in support of the family court having jurisdiction. Second, superior courts of any division, which previously may have been hesitant to issue SIJS findings because of discomfort with federal immigration laws, now have an affirmative duty to make SIJS findings if presented with evidence that a child qualifies. Practitioners can leverage this language to argue that courts must make these findings when evidence has been presented in support of all three findings. Third, oftentimes it can be difficult to provide the court with extensive evidence of abandonment, abuse, or neglect when the child has fled those conditions in another country. SB 873 clarifies that the evidence in support of a request for SIJS may be in the form of a declaration from the child. So when judges are requesting additional evidence that is not available, practitioners can cite to the language of SB 873 to argue that a declaration from a child should be sufficient if other evidence is not available. Fourth, in proceedings that are not otherwise confidential, for example, guardianship proceedings, practitioners can now rely on SB 873 to object to the release of confidential information regarding a child's immigration status in their SIJS petitions. Moreover, records relating to a child's immigration status or SIJS petition that are not otherwise confidential under law may now be sealed using the procedure set forth in California Rules of Court 2.550 and 2.551. Lastly, practitioners should review and cite to a new Judicial Council memorandum published on September 30, 2014, and entitled Senate Bill 873 and the Special Immigrant Juvenile Process in the Superior Court. This memo was sent to all presiding judges, court executives, and appellate courts to provide additional information on current law affecting SIJS petitions and SB 873. Practitioners can point to positive treatment of SIJS petitions in the Judicial Council memo to remind judges that it is within their proper role to consider and make SIJS findings.
Where can I find more information about SB 873?
The ILRC has published a fact sheet on SB 873, available on our website under Info on Immigration Law, then select Remedies for Immigrant Children and Youth.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, SB 873, How California's New Law Benefits Unaccompanied Minors. For more information on this topic, you can download our fact sheet on SB 873 from our website at www.ilrc.org. Go to the Info on Immigration Law tab and then select Remedies for Immigrant Children and Youth. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal training, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.